Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. I wonder if you download or you stream. We've done a lot of shows, and I'm curious about that. Let me know on social media. Anyway, we've got a great show lined up for you. Ricky is joining me. She is standing by for some fun Disney talk to make your next Disney vacation awesome. But don't forget our sponsors, and they do that as well. They're our friends over at the Magic for Less Travel. So the next time you're headed to a Disney destination, whether it's Walt Disney World, Disneyland, Disney Cruise Line, even Adventures by Disney, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. It's a huge, great planning tool. It's a great website to get the information you need on the resorts, lots of pictures, reviews, room layouts, and more. You have dining information there for all the restaurants, dining plans, all that stuff. While you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote form, and an agent will get back to you right away, most likely me, and we'll be planning that trip together, and you're going to get some awesome booking bonuses, and we'll take care of you from the time you fill out that form until you get home from your trip. It is sure appreciated, so please support the folks who support us. They're over at themagicforless.com. We're very glad to have our friends over at MilkSnob.com back here sponsoring the show. They're originally seen on ABC's Shark Tank. MilkSnob can now be found at Target, Bye Bye Baby, Nordstrom, their own online site, and over 300 retailers around the world. Their original 5-in-1 cover can be used as a cover for infant car seats, shopping carts, high chairs, infant swings, and even offers 360-degree coverage for nursing. They also offer magical and galactic prints through their Disney and Star Wars partnerships in covers, blankets, crib sheets, and more. This week, they launched the two legends themselves, Mickey and Minnie, on a vintage ivory background. It doesn't get more classic than this iconic couple, so show your Disney style in these covers and blankets. Exclusively for our listeners, they're offering 20% off. So head over to MilkSnob.com and use the code BeOurGuest20. Again, that's MilkSnob.com.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1552 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rahman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at the Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you. It's a great Friday here in the Rahman household because Mallory has been off all week for her fall break. We moved to a new school district, and what do you know? They get a 6-school day fall break. I know. Well, remember, it's Francis Howell, and if you remember from St. Louis days, back in the day, Francis Howell didn't get a summer vacation. They just got quarterly 2-week breaks. Yes. They got a summer vacation, and now she's on a 6-day break. Today's the last. I don't know how it's working, but I mean, she's coming out smelling like roses, I think.
No kidding. But
Pam's off today because of conferences, comp days, and stuff like that. So, yeah, we're going to have some fun here on a Friday, but we're going to kick it off by talking some Disney as we do, getting that weekend started. So joining me today from a DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, touringplans.com, and the Mouse for Less, and I'm just so excited. I just idolize her. She's a great hero.
I was gonna say, you just can't hide it.
I can't. Can't get enough. We have Ricky Niblett. Ricky, what's going on?
God, please don't. You're the worst. I'm just saying. Not a lot is going on. I have to deal with you. That's what's going on. So
I'm just happy, and I know this is going to come back to bite me in the butt that Mizzou's playing Vandy this weekend because we should win down in Nashville. But, you know, as soon as I say that, we'll get upset like South Carolina and Georgia last weekend.
Right? No kidding. That was
glorious for Mizzou. I know it's bad for Georgia, but glorious for my Mizzou Tigers because we're sitting in first place.
Yeah, everybody was super upset about it here. Not going to lie. Not going to lie. Yeah.
So, senior pictures this weekend, what do you guys have going on?
Honestly, we have an event. It's called the Frontier Fair that we have to go to. I don't really know a lot about it. All I know is I have to be at a booth. So, that's...
Oh, you're actually working it.
Yeah, it's for our church, so I have to go like sit at a booth for a few hours. So yeah.
Is it a dunking booth? Because I might get an airplane flight if it is.
It is not, but I did get a styrofoam ball. You know how we have at the Indie Disney meet, and we have the Mickey ball with the dum dums in it. So I attempted to make the dum dum Mickey head thing, and it failed miserably. I just stuck it all in the ball, and I'm like, done. It's done. No ears, just a ball.
I thought you were saying that at the Andy Disney meet, you know, that booth with the Be Our Guest podcast with the big dum-dums in it. I mean, that was more
exactly.
That was more accurate.
Those were us. Yes. It?
The Magic for Less had dum-dum suckers, and the Be Our Guest podcast booth had just dum-dums podcasting.
Exactly. That's us. We were the dum-dums.
That's it. Quick question from Amy, though, in the live chat before we get to today's topic. We're going to compare Caribbean Beach to Wilderness Lodge, different categories, but kind of talk about strengths and weaknesses. I think it's kind of fun to step outside the same category and see, well, I could go this moderate or this deluxe. And I think that it might surprise you when we kind of talk about break down different categories of stuff. But Amy's asking about Oktoberfest at Walt Disney World. Epcot back in Germany. I mean, that's Oktoberfest year round. Get a pretzel und beer, as Stacy says. And, you know, one of my favorite restaurants, again, I love it. Beer Garden. So I don't think other than that, though, they don't have a whole lot going on for Oktoberfest.
No, they don't really do anything for Oktoberfest. I mean, you know, they may do a little bit inside Beer Garden, but overall, I don't really think that they do a lot for Oktoberfest because they're mostly celebrating Food and Wine Festival. So that's kind of the big draw is food and wine. So they don't really like specifically do anything for Oktoberfest. Sorry.
So what's going on at Walt Disney World? Like, you know, we're at the end of October. We're here's how I think about it. We're getting into the really expensive Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween parties.
Yes, this is true.
And then a couple weeks later, actually probably less than 2 weeks later, we'll have Mickey's Very Merry starting, and the holiday decorations will be going up mid-November. Just all kinds of stuff. So we're in that transitional stage we kind of talked about on Wednesday's show. But what's happening here over the next couple weeks? Like what's something people might want to not miss?
So the one thing, like, obviously you've got the big things about Food and Wine Festival. It is ending its run this season, which is lasting forever. I think it goes like to almost the end of November this year. I think it's the 23rd or something like that. So if you haven't been to Food and Wine Festival, you definitely, like, that's still the big draw that you're going to want to go to and experience, because there's so many great offerings out there. You know, I got to do Food and Wine here a couple weeks ago. I got to really try some things that I hadn't tried before. I got to try some things that I love. So that part's kind of the big thing. Now, it is a little weird walking to Epcot. And because they're doing so much construction in Epcot, it doesn't feel the same necessarily as it has in the past. You know, there's no like welcome, big welcome display welcoming you to the park or anything like that. You have it more in the center of the park where you have the big welcome stuff. But, you know, they have a ton of great food and wine booths. My favorite thing this year was this. It was at the Coastal Eats booth. And it was a scallop and shrimp, like scallop and shrimp scampi, like dip. Oh my gosh, this was so good. And I want to make it like at home and just eat it. Like, that's what I want for dinner. It was so, so good. So that was my hands down favorite thing that I had. Now, I've had other things in the past that I really love. Like, I love the pork belly. That's in Brazil, and their cheese bread, which is really good too. And of course, you've got the France Pavilion, which, you know, has the escargot and the beef that they always have. And you know, we mentioned Germany; they always have a noodle gratin, which is also really good. You've got Belgian waffles in the Belgian booth.
I like, had one of those. Hey, what makes it a Belgian waffle? See, I'm not kidding. Like, seriously, like when I got that, because I needed something sweet. Because what I did was I worked my way, like I turned left. And I went to Thailand, and I went to Flavors of the Caribbean and Mexico and all that stuff, China. And then I needed something sweet because I had a margarita. Yeah. So I went back to and got the Belgian waffle over by France. But, I mean, it's like a waffle with whipped cream and chocolate on it. I mean, there's nothing Belgian about that. I have that same waffle in my freezer right now. Is there? I mean, am I missing something? What is it?
I think, and I don't entirely know, but I think a Belgian waffle is, I think it's a size, like it's a thicker waffle.
Maybe.
I think that's the difference between a Belgian waffle and a regular waffle. Is the Belgian waffle is usually like thicker, and it's got like deeper like pockets because it's a thicker waffle, like, you know, for syrup and stuff like that. So like, I think that's what it is.
It wasn't around long enough for me to notice. I was like, whoa, that thing was gone.
When you go to a Waffle House, that is not a Belgian waffle because it's like a thin little waffle. Oh, okay. So yeah, that's kind of the difference. Like if you go to IHOP, you order a Belgian waffle and it's the big honking thick thing. So I don't know. But I do like Food and Wine. I don't like it as much as I like some of the other festivals. We've talked about that. But, you know, maybe once they finish Epcot and get everything done, then maybe it'll be back to kind of its glory. Right now, it feels a little limpy, just because, like I said, they, you know, so much of the park is down for refurbishment. So that kind of hurts it a little bit. The other thing that's really cool that they just opened as well that you are going to want to make sure you see at Epcot is the new Epcot Experience.
Yes.
And that is over in the former Odyssey Pavilion. And it's this great display that they have that's going to show everybody what is coming to Epcot. And there's like this it's not virtual reality, but like it's a screen and it envelops you basically, and
it's almost like the 360 degree seamless screens that are gonna be in China, I think.
So Disney has something called, and it's more for Imagineering, it's called the Dish, and it's kind of what they use to like help them figure out attractions, like when they're building them, like, okay, this goes here and this goes here, and this is what the ride would feel like if we were on the ride. You know, it kind of gives a virtual experience. And that's kind of what this feels like to me. It's kind of like they took the Dish idea and they moved it to like the park to kind of show you, hey, this is what this is going to be like. So I haven't gotten to experience it yet in person because it opened like, what, 2 days after I left. But it's really awesome what you get to see. I know because it's a virtual kind of experience like this, technologically advanced, it's going to change, you know, as time progresses and new announcements get made and things like that. Like, it's going to change, which is going to be cool too. So it's going to be an ever-changing exhibit that you can go to. And it just, it looks really awesome what they're doing at Epcot with kind of getting the word out of, hey, we know this looks like a mess right now. And I really miss my Starbucks. So Disney, please put Starbucks back somewhere. I don't care where it is. It can be a kiosk. Just put Starbucks somewhere. But, you know, this is what it's going to look like when everything is said and done. So.
And Eric backs me up in the live chat that Belgian waffles, what makes them different is marketing.
Ah, there you go. Well, that explains it too.
Yes. Didn't taste any different. All right, so let's get to today's topic.
Hang on, to throw this back in. So the waffle batter that Disney uses is the exact same waffle batter that Waffle House uses. I just wanted to throw that out there because everybody says that the waffles taste better at Disney. They're the same waffles at Waffle House. They're just a little bit bigger.
No, the Waffle House tastes awesome. I love
it. Yes, it is. It is the same company. I'm just letting you know that Disney uses the same company that Waffle House uses for their waffle batter.
So, bingo. Yeah. All right. Today we're talking Caribbean Beach versus Wilderness Lodge. Both nice on-property resorts. Of course, we're going to talk different rooms, different locations. You know, one's moderate, one's deluxe. Dining at each. Transportation options. So let's start off with, let's compare the two and give a winner and a loser. So Caribbean Beach versus Wilderness Lodge in location, not transportation, but just geographically how close it is to the parks. Ricky, which would you pick as a winner there?
See, now part of me would say Wilderness Lodge because of its distance to the Magic Kingdom. But if you're looking at it overall, I'm going to go with Caribbean Beach. And I can't believe I'm saying that, but you know, because Wilderness Lodge is so close to the Magic Kingdom, you're really not close to anything else. It's kind of out there in the middle of the wilderness. Ah, get it? Anyway.
Theming. Disney does theming.
That was a corny joke. So anyway, I feel like Caribbean Beach is kind of more centrally located if you're going to be going through all the other parks. So I give the nod to Caribbean Beach on this one. I didn't think that would be the answer because unless you're going to the Magic Kingdom, and then Wilderness Lodge gets it.
So, well, kind of piggybacking on that with transportation options. So let's kind of jump in there because I think that goes with location. So Caribbean Beach, I agree. I think Caribbean Beach wins on location because Wilderness Lodge is isolated from everything except the Magic Kingdom. Now you can get to the TTC and then, you know, ride the monorail. But I mean, you can't really do that there because you got to, you know, that hop to the TTC is a pain in the butt. So well, you're going to bus. Here's the thing. Like, and this is like a, it is kind of a irking thing with me is that when you stay at a deluxe resort, which Wilderness Lodge is, the bus service is not optimal, and it's not optimal at any of the deluxe resorts at Walt Disney World. It's not at Beach Club. It's not at Yacht Club because you have shared buses.
Yes.
And sometimes at Wilderness Lodge, you're sharing with Fort Wilderness. You know, it's just, it's not optimal. It's not horrible. Like, it'll get you where you need to go. It's just not the most efficient. Like, Pop Century bus service kills it. Like, it's way better at Pop Century or Art of Animation than it is at Wilderness Lodge, which is kind of backwards because one's a value, one's a deluxe. So, you know, with Caribbean Beach being on the Skyliner, you have literally walkover. You can get on a gondola and head over to the studios or Epcot. Because think about it, when you're staying at Caribbean Beach, and same way with Riviera when that comes online here in December, is that you don't even have to do that hop like from Pop Century or Art of Animation over to Caribbean Beach to hop onto the whichever way you want to go, which line. You are there. Mm-hmm. And right now it's the, you know, it's the TTC of the Skyliner. It's the hub. You know, I'm sure that eventually in a couple of years we'll be talking about different hubs going different places on different lines. But right now, Caribbean Beach is the place to go because you're literally, once you get on the Skyliner, you're 5 minutes away from the studios, 5 minutes away from Epcot, and you're there. Of course, you might have to wait in line 5-10 minutes, but it goes quickly. So I would give transportation right now. And of course, the buses are not going to be any, I think the buses are a wash. You know, I think they may be slightly better at Caribbean Beach, but you do, the thing about Caribbean Beach is you're going to go around the resort. It's a big resort like Riverside, so you're going to make multiple stops. Wilderness Lodge, you don't have to do that. You walk out to the bus corrals, you get on the bus, you're not driving around the resort. So maybe the buses are better. I think they're going to be, I don't know. With Caribbean Beach being more centrally located, I think the bus service will be better. But Wilderness Lodge doesn't have the multiple stops. That's consideration. What do you think, transportation-wise?
I mean, you do have the boats that take you from the Wilderness Lodge to the Magic Kingdom. Again, if your trip is kind of focused on the Magic Kingdom, I think that, you know, transportation from Wilderness Lodge to the Magic Kingdom is fantastic.
It is awesome.
Yeah, so there's that. But gosh, I do tend to agree with you. I think that you know, having the Skyliner is of course huge. That's going to get you to two different resort or parks quickly, relatively quickly. And then you have to take the bus to Magic Kingdom and then Animal Kingdom. So, oh man, I think Caribbean Beach might win for transportation as well, just because the ease and the ability quicker seems to be more on the side of Caribbean Beach. Gosh, I never thought that I would say these things about transportation from Caribbean Beach, but you know, with the addition of the Skyliner, it really has opened up the game.
Yeah, so. I mean, if you're focused on a Magic Kingdom trip, say with young kids, and you're just going to be going to the Magic Kingdom a lot, maybe hop to one of the other parks once, Wilderness Lodge, because that boat ride is great. And of course, you can also do a bus there too. But, you know, take the boat ride. It's kind of your first attraction. I think transportation is part of the fun, especially at Walt Disney World. All right, so let's hop into rooms themselves. Caribbean Beach, of course, is not going to have as large of rooms as Wilderness Lodge. However, here's the thing. Caribbean Beach was the first value resort, which is now it was the first non-deluxe resort we should stay, which initially it was the first one outside the deluxes, so it was like a value. Now they've got different categories, so it's a moderate. It's got pretty large rooms. This resort is very spread out, which is a good thing. I mean, good or bad, depending on what you like. I mean, I like it because it's very themed. I mean, it's like a Polynesian light to me with that Caribbean feel. The music they play, a lot of palm trees and all the vegetation everywhere. It's beautiful. It's great. But the rooms, Wilderness Lodge, definitely are going to take the cake. I mean, they're definitely they're in the style of the Animal Kingdom Lodge, same kind of designer, architect, you know, they're dark woods. They're just very highly themed, and it's almost like staying in a big Lincoln Log building. So I give the nod on the rooms. They're larger. They're, you know, they're in a deluxe resort. You have the interior entryways, which is very nice. A moderate has the outside entryways, which I don't care really either way. I mean, it does feel a little bit nicer to deluxe, but like, it doesn't scare me away to say to Pop Century with the exterior doors. It doesn't bother me. But I give the nod, obviously, to Wilderness Lodge on the rooms.
Yeah, I think that the rooms, I think I agree. The only reason I would say maybe Caribbean Beach is if you don't like that darker wood color, like if the wood doesn't really appeal to you, like because some people, you know, like that style isn't appealing to some people. So I would say in that regard, then Caribbean Beach might be the better option. But for the most part, as far as overall theming of the room goes, I mean, hands down, I think that the Wilderness Lodge gets the the nod on this one. I think it's just way more themed than the rooms at Caribbean Beach.
That's a good point, though, because with, like, if you don't like dark, and I mean, it's not dark, but I mean, if you're like into bright and airy, Caribbean Beach might be your better bet for rooms.
Yeah, absolutely. And it, again, it just kind of depends on what style you're going for as far as room, you know, quality is. And I will shamelessly plug Mouse for Less if you want to see images of what the rooms look like. We have them, we have galleries up so you can kind of see what the rooms look like and see which hotel's room feels right for you. Because I did that back when I was planning vacations and not staying off-site at my brother's apartment. I would look at rooms and be like, ooh, I don't know if I like the style of this room, so I don't know if I would like to stay here. So that actually is one of the reasons I hadn't stayed at Wilderness Lodge for a while, is I don't love the dark, dark feel of the room necessarily. So even though I love the resort overall, the feel of the inside of the room just hasn't appealed to me. But I think, isn't Wilderness Lodge getting a refurbishment of their rooms here soon? Or maybe, yeah. So,
but I'm sure it'll stay pretty dark.
Maybe that'll help. Yeah, I'm sure it'll
stay. I think it needs to. I mean, that's the theme.
Yeah,
if you don't
that's
like
the theme.
It, get away. Yeah, I mean, I don't want them making them, you know, bright and airy. That's not what it's about. So,
no, that's true.
With the rooms, real quick, a couple things. You know, Caribbean Beach has the pirate themed rooms, which, again, those just so you, if you're planning a trip and you're thinking about either one of these resorts, those are double beds. The mattresses, I've stayed in those, and they're not like super thick for some reason, but I mean, it was my first marathon. Maybe it was just me. And they're a little bit further out if you get a pirate room, but you can usually catch a pirate room on a discount. Like if you're looking for a discount at a moderate, that's going to be a good source to look for a discount at a pirate room. Also over at Wilderness Lodge with the rooms, you can get bunk beds in in some room. I mean, they're hard to get, but I mean, telling you what, like when we stayed at Animal Kingdom, there's more of them at Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Yeah.
But you know, we enjoyed having bunk beds, you know, just, it was a novelty for Mallory and Paige to have, you know, like when Paige was younger, she always wanted bunk beds, but you know, she didn't have a sibling at the time, so we didn't get her bunk beds, you know, what, you know, we're not getting that, but she got, you know, we got to use bunk beds and you know, I think kids would get a kick out of bunk beds for a weekend or, you know, a week. And that's kind of fun. Of course, Wilderness Lodge does have a club level because it's a deluxe resort. So you can think about that. So that kind of covers the rooms. Let's hop into, overall theme. Let's hit theming. So I think both of these really blow it out of the water, and especially Caribbean Beach now with the refurb.
Yeah, I do. I think, again, this is one of those instances where your mileage may vary based off the theme that you enjoy. Well, you know, when you look at Caribbean Beach and what they have done to this resort overall, I mean, it is absolutely stunning. It definitely feels like an upscale Caribbean-inspired resort. It's not quite as Polynesia. You know, Polynesian feels a little more grand, but it definitely has, like, the tropical flair to it.
It does, but it's more bright, like where the Polynesian is more like browns and oranges and stuff. Like this is like bright colors, pastels.
Correct. It is definitely more of a Caribbean feel. Mm-hmm. You know, those bright pops of color are certainly there at Caribbean Beach, which is nice. But it feels more, I like it because it feels more upscale than it used to feel. If you've been to Caribbean Beach in the past and you're like, oh, I don't know, like this feels a little, not sketch, but you know, like it didn't feel as luxurious necessarily. Now I feel like, you know, when you step inside those doors of the main lobby, and now it feels kind of like luxurious to me, which is a big, big plus in that regard. But it's not like overly stuffy, you know what I'm saying? Like I feel like it's nice, but not stuffy. But then, I mean, you step into the Wilderness Lodge. And I mean, for me,
that's
Wilderness Lodge is home. I mean,
and that's the thing. Like when you compare, this is where the deluxe is always going to win, because when you're at a moderate or value at Walt Disney World, while they're fun and you drive in, like even over Pop Century, you see the sign out on Victory Way, you know, you turn in and you know, you see the big pop sign there as you pull up. Like since it's their exterior, like, you know, outbuildings all around the property, you don't have that moment that you were just getting to, Ricky. Like you walk in the Wilderness Lodge, like, whoa, especially for the first time. It's like, whoa, that is great. You get an Animal Kingdom Lodge too. You get a beach and yacht to some, you know, almost all the deluxe resorts, you get that. But I think you get it more at Wilderness and Animal Kingdom Lodge. It's like, whoa.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it feels cozy and homey. And that's the best part about Wilderness Lodge, is if you're looking for like that cozy feel, this has it in spades. I mean, it is just, you feel like, I mean, don't do it, but you feel like you could just lay out and take a nap in the middle of the lobby. Like, you're just cozy up with the fireplace. And
don't you know, laugh. I have seen people do that.
I may or may not have taken a nap in that area up in the top, rafter area. It has definitely happened.
Yeah, I have too. Go up to the fireplace on like the third or fourth floor. And yeah, one time I fell asleep and the lady vacuumed around my feet. It was
exactly
scary.
It's absolutely happened up there. But, you know, overall, like the Wilderness Lodge, just the grand nature of it is just incredible. I mean, you see those giant chandeliers that are gorgeous, and you've got the big fireplace that, you know, kind of mimics the earth as it, you know, goes, and
the strata.
It's just, yeah, the strata. It's just, it's so incredible to kind of see the grandeur of Wilderness Lodge. So it's hard to compare the two lobbies because they are very, very, very different. But I can't say that Wilderness Lodge doesn't win this one for me, because it's home. Like I said, it's home. It is literally home for me. Like, I go in there or the Polynesian and I'm just like, okay, I feel good. Or even the Beach Club. Those are like my three home resorts that I just feel like I have stepped inside. I am at Walt Disney World. Yeah. So
the one thing about the lobby too at the Wilderness Lodge is that you kind of get a little taste of everything. On one side, you're seeing Whispering Canyon Cafe. We're going to talk dining in just a second. To your right, you can almost see the Mercantile, which is the you know, really nice store.
Gift shop is incredible, well, by the way.
Hold up. That's the next thing.
Okay, sorry. Easy. I'm getting ahead of myself.
Hold
yes.
your horses there, Chief. But I mean, then you also, you know, as you look straight, and at Christmas time, you have the gigantic Christmas tree. But I mean, as you look straight in the regular times of the year, you see the spring. You can kind of look out over the pool area. I mean, Wilderness Lodge takes it because, like, you're getting a taste of everything. And you can see the you know, the hotel rooms right there, even in the lobby, for those that look out over the lobby itself. So, definitely. But, I mean, not saying Caribbean Beach isn't nice, but Wilderness Lodge, it's going to win some of these. It's a deluxe, and that's how it is. Yeah, I mean, it's great, absolutely. Great atmosphere. All right, let's do jump into shopping. And you just said it for me, but I'm going to let you take it. The Mercantile at Wilderness Lodge is pretty incredible. It's a great place to shop because the one thing here is it's a DVC resort. So it has a lot of like groceries and like the DVC resorts tend to have more resort specific items for the DVC members. So like you'll find Wilderness Lodge or Copper Creek stuff or Boulder Ridge. I mean, they don't check that you're a DVC person to buy that stuff, which you can, you know, but they'll take your money gladly. But I just think, you know, I like shopping at DVC resorts and Wilderness Lodge is adjacent.
I would agree with that. And I feel like, you know, Caribbean Beach has a nice shop. Again, it was redone with everything that they just did. But it just has kind of the basics. Whereas I feel like, and they do have resort specific merchandise at Caribbean Beach. Don't get me wrong. Like, they do have some stuff that's specific for that resort. But that Wilderness Lodge shop, it just like you go inside and it just sucks you in, man. Like, you feel like it doesn't look like it's that big. And then you go inside and you're like, whoa, so this store is massive.
You're buying like a bag of rocks.
Exactly. Yes. You're buying, like, that's the best part is they have like the themed merchandise that they have for this location is themed to the resort. Like, it is Wilderness Lodge feeling stuff. Like, it's woodsy feeling stuff that they've got there, you know. It's fantastic. I also like that they have a little like snack counter in there as well. So if you do want a snack, you can just go in there if you really want something and grab that as also sometimes, which is kind of nice too. So some of the deluxe resorts have a little snack counter for you. Not all of them, but some do. So.
Yep. I would say, you know, the Wilderness Lodge probably wins by just a smidge, but Caribbean Beach, good shopping as well. You know, good stuff over there. All right, so let's hit to the big one here, dining. And again, now I haven't got to experience Caribbean Beach dining quite yet, but I mean, it is on the up and up in Wilderness Lodge. I mean, they have, you know, one of the new hotness with the, what's it called? Storybook Dining with Snow White. Snow White's not there. It's Evil Queen and the Seven Dwarfs,
right? No, it's Snow White. Snow White's there and the Evil Queen and Grumpy and Dopey.
And she serves you like a heart at the end in a box and like you die or something. Who knows? But you get cool pictures before that. Anyway, so it's got that. It's got Whispering Canyon, one of my favorite restaurants. It's really, you know, it's a lot of fun. They didn't really take away the fun of the meals. And we were worried about that about a year ago. It's still fun. And, you know, you're right there in the lobby. So, like, as you're coming back, you know, or arriving, you know, and, like, you're checking in, like, you immediately want to go to Whispering Canyon because you're like, man, that's what this is all about. But Caribbean Beach, lots of dining, too. So walk us through your comparisons of the both.
I have dined at pretty much every restaurant except Artist Point. I haven't dined there, or not at Artist Point now. It's Storybook Dining, whatever it's called. Yeah, I think it's Storybook Dining at Artist Point. But anyway, I haven't done that one yet. But I do love Whispering Canyon. I breakfast there is one of our favorite things to do, is to go over there and have breakfast with a giant skillet, the all-you-can-eat skillet. I mean, how can you go wrong with that? I love Roaring Fork as well. Roaring Fork at Wilderness Lodge has one of my favorite snacks in all of Walt Disney World, which is the Magic Cookie Bar. So whenever I'm at a Wilderness Lodge and, you know, we're on our way back or whatever, I grab a Magic Cookie Bar. It happens every single time, like, without fail. But I've also dined at Sebastian's, which is at Caribbean Beach, and I really liked Sebastian's. I thought the food was excellent. Very, very good. It's more of a Caribbean style dining with more Caribbean flavors, jerk chicken. They have this awesome pull apart bread with like a mango chutney, dipping sauce that you can get. They really have some, they rely on like cilantro for their flavors, which makes me sad because I can't eat cilantro because it tastes like grossness to me. So, I do ask for no cilantro whenever I'm getting things there. Again, it's very weird. I feel like in this regard, the Wilderness Lodge has more of the homey type meals. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're those stick to your ribs kind of meals. Whereas I feel like at Caribbean Beach, I feel like those are a little more upscale, a little more, not fine dining, but just definitely more of an upscale experience, if that's kind of what you're looking for, which is, again, not something that we would have said about Caribbean Beach in the past with the Shutters and the awful food that they had.
Yep.
I'm going to totally cheat. I think it's a tie as far as food goes for both those resorts. Again, it's going to depend on what kind of food that you're looking for. But I can't say one resort has better food than the other. I think they both have stellar options. So I'm going to totally cheat and say it's a tie. So
I think, you make a good point. I think fine dining, even though it's a deluxe resort, is a hard sell at Wilderness Lodge. It breaks the theme. I think that, it's about being in the Pacific Northwest, being a rugged kind of person. And I mean, skillets, eating your food out of a skillet and having, biscuits and gravy and ribs and all that. Yeah. I mean, that's what it's about.
I think that's why Artist Point did not do so well and why they added the characters there, because, for so long it was this upscale dining experience and, people just didn't go there for one reason or another. So that's when they decided to add the characters to the meal. And I feel like that's been somewhat of a success. Mm-hmm. So, I feel like that's a good thing. Definitely harder to get into Artist Point now than it was in the past.
Oh yeah. And also, you have Territory Lounge over at Wilderness Lodge, a favorite of Pam Forrester. She loves going there. And like I said, Roaring Fork, one of my favorite counter service places. And a tip for Roaring Fork, if it's full, then the place gets busy, during dinner time. Take your food out by the pool and enjoy the weather. And nice.
And they have a nice patio out there too that's covered as well. You know what we forgot?
What?
We forgot Geyser Point. Oh.
Oh my gosh. Oh, yeah, that's Geyser a win.
Point.
Yeah,
oh
that's
my
a
gosh.
Win. That's
okay.
A win.
All right. Yeah, we forgot Geyser Point. How can we forget Geyser Point?
I love Geyser Point. They need more of those places. Well, they're getting more of me because that's Geyser Point and Three Bridges, kind of the same experience.
Yes. Oh my gosh. So for those who haven't been to Geyser Point, it is fantastic. Yes. It is a great lounge that's out by the water. You really don't feel at Wilderness Lodge. You really don't feel like you're at Walt Disney World when you're there. I mean, it really feels like you're in the middle of nowhere. It's awesome. They have these great, comfortable chairs that you can dine in.
You basically can sit in like couches with tables.
Yeah. They're like couches.
That's great for socializing.
It is. Now they do have food options there. They have a quick service location choice, and then they have some small bites and things like that you can grab while you're there. They used to not have, it used to be where you could just go up and get a table if there was one open, but now they do have, I think, somebody kind of seating you. So just keep that in mind. Geyser Point is definitely a good option. So, oh man, if that's the case,
tips the scales. great chicken sandwich at Geyser Point. Chicken sandwich. It's almost rivals cookies at Castaway Key. It's my favorite chicken sandwich. Forget Popeyes.
I can't believe we left off Geyser Point, man.
Well, we didn't. We got it in.
We did.
All right, so let's wrap this discussion up with one other thing here. Okay, so let's say, hypothetically, you're going on a 7-night vacation to Walt Disney World any time of the year. Christmas kind of throws us off because Christmas is also Wilderness Lodge. Just a tip for folks that are planning trips to Wilderness Lodge. If you're going to go during the holiday season, you got to book Wilderness Lodge like early, like as soon as it opens, because like you're just not getting it during the holiday season. It's very popular. People have made traditions of staying there each and every year. So over the years, like I remember like 7, 8, 9 years ago when I first kind of went into, you know, moving from moderates to a value for like a couple nights, I do a split stay where I'd stay at a moderate for 5 nights, value or deluxe maybe for the last 2. And the thing was, Wilderness Lodge was always like the cheapest option to get a deluxe. That is not the case anymore because, I don't know, the secret's out. People like it. Animal Kingdom Lodge is where you're going to go for that nowadays, just because it has more rooms, I think.
Yeah.
And you can get a standard room a lot of times. But last thing. Okay, so say you're going down to Walt Disney World, staying for 7 nights. Is it worth $100 extra to stay at Wilderness Lodge? Would you pay $100 a night extra to move up from Caribbean Beach? Where would your value be? Like, what number would you put to move, realistically, in your eyes, to move from a Caribbean Beach experience, which is a moderate, over to a deluxe experience at Wilderness Lodge, considering all the things we talked about, rooms, theming, dining, transportation? Where would you set that number if it was up to you?
Yeah, I think because it's... $100 is pretty good. The unfortunate part is I'm pretty sure it's more than $100 of a jump.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I mean, well, it depends. I mean, sometimes, it probably is a little bit more than $100 most times. But I was trying to come up with a round number.
$150 to $200, I would assume. It's probably where you're going to end up paying. But I'm also very cheap, so... So $100 is about my limit of extra, for that. But... Now that we've added the Skyliner, that does make it a little less of a value to increase from Caribbean Beach to, you know, Wilderness Lodge, just because of the added ease of transportation. I feel like Caribbean Beach wins out a little bit more. You know, it would have to be a much smaller number. I feel like that $100 range is probably right for me, but that's me again. To upgrade to Wilderness Lodge, but I'm cheap, so
I think that's about where it is for me too. You know, that's why I picked that number. But the thing is, like, it would be for me like the different experience. Like, okay, I've stayed at Caribbean Beach. I want to have a different experience at Wilderness Lodge. Take that all in to kind of check that off my Disney bucket list kind of thing.
Right.
One other thing we didn't mention was pools, and I would say, you know, is kind of interesting. You know, with a deluxe and a moderate, I would say they're almost a wash. Because Caribbean Beach has a really nice pool with slides. It's like a pirate theme. It's really cool. When Wilderness Lodge is fun with the geyser and everything, but I say they're a wash.
I think Caribbean Beach wins as far as pool. If you're looking for, again, it depends on what kind of vacation you're looking for. If you're looking for something with the kiddos and stuff like that, Caribbean Beach absolutely, I think, wins. If you're looking for kind of a more relaxed setting type situation, then I think Wilderness Lodge wins. But overall, if I was going to go to a pool, I'd probably want the one that had like the pirate themed. You know,
it is fun. All right. Well, that's our discussion on Caribbean Beach versus Wilderness Lodge. Now, here is the fun part. Over the weekend, we want to hear what you say. We're going to put this up. Where would you put the difference? Like, what number? I just posed this to Ricky at $100. What's your number that would get you to move from Caribbean Beach, a moderate, over to Wilderness Lodge to have that deluxe experience? I'm excited to hear what you have to say. I'm very curious to see where you would put that and, you know, which ones went out in other categories. Let's have a discussion over the weekend. That's the best part of this podcast. So drop by facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast to add that in. Don't forget also, please do subscribe to the show. We talked about this on Wednesday. We're very close to hitting a major milestone with the subscription. So please, wherever you listen, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, iHeartRadio, Pocket Cast, wherever, please do subscribe. Hit that button. It helps us out very much, and it also keeps you informed. It keeps you getting every last episode right away as soon as we release it. So please do subscribe to the podcast wherever you listen to the show. Don't forget, today's show brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. We've got great deals going on for early 2020 right now down at Walt Disney World. There's a gift of magic. There's some kid-sized free dining. There's all kinds of stuff. So I'm just going to encourage you this week, drop by themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. Look at the resorts page. All right there. Go to Walt Disney World, the tab at the top, hit resorts. There's great pictures, reviews, room layouts, everything you need to plan a great vacation. And while you're there, fill out that free no-obligation quote form, and you and I are going to be working together planning an awesome, I'm telling you, awesome Walt Disney World vacation, and I'm always going to get you the best price out there. So check them out today and let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast over at themagicforless.com. And don't forget, we have our friends back from milksnob.com. They're offering a 20% discount to Be Our Guest podcast listeners. It's Be Our Guest 20 when you check out, so make sure you type that in. They have great prints right now. They're introducing a Mickey and Minnie print. That is awesome. So if you are looking for a perfect gift for that new mom, maybe you're going to a shower or something like that. Maybe you just need something for yourself. They have these great covers, great for nursing, great to cover up tables and car seats and so forth. I'm just going to encourage you right now, drop by milksnob.com. I can tell you this, Pam Forrester is not planning on having any more kids other than Hannah anytime soon. We were talking about that last week. She dropped by milksnob.com and she was buying gifts for friends in her life that, you know, she's got, you know, expecting mothers that are friends. And right there, it's a great gift and you support the show. So again, Be Our Guest Podcast 20, save 20% over at milksnob.com. Also, please use our Amazon affiliate link anytime you shop online. It's BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. You get all your Prime benefits, cost you nothing extra, to let us help support the show. Again, BeOurGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Give us a follow on social media, Instagram and Twitter at BeOurGuestPod and at BeOurGuestMike. And again, the Facebook page at Facebook.com/BeOurGuestPodcast. All right, time to get out of here. Let's get on with your weekend. Thank you so much for checking in. Hope you enjoyed the Walt Disney World Resort talk. We'll be back again on Monday. So for Pam and Ricky, I'm Mike, wishing you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe, and we'll see you real soon.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BeOurGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.